Teire. So we are going to learn Teire. Parshas Amar covers a whole host of areas of halacha. Towards the very end is one of the three major parshas Hamoedim in the Chumash. The parshas Hamoedim in the Chumash Vayikra is in Amar. This is aside from learning Chumash. In the laning, it's in Chutz La'aretz, typically the laning of the beginning of Yom Tov. Shoro Kesef away is the second day of Pesach, beginning of Sukkot. So in the Parshas Amodos of Emor, unlike in Re'eh, the Torah talks about all of the Yom Tovim. It talks about Pesach, talks about Sriya Sa'omer, and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. And they're all equally in Parshas Shavuot. Obviously, Me'en Yonah D'Yoma, we're at a very happy intersection in terms of the Sphere of Sa'omer, is both Yonah D'Yoma and the Parshas Shavuot. And there is an absolutely intriguing Ramban about Sphere that ironically is not in what he writes about Sphere. It's one of the Psukim of Shemini Atzeres. Parakhav Gimel, Pasig Lamed Vav. But in order to appreciate that, we're actually going to start from Sukkot. We're going to see, we're going to get to all the Shalosh Regalim over the next couple of minutes. So we'll start at the end of Parsha Zamar, Vayikra Parakhav Gimel, Pasig Mem Gimel. The Torah speaks about the why, one of the rare times that the Torah explains explicitly the reason for the mitzvah. Torah gives us Tarak Mitzvahs. Usually, it's up to us to figure out what the Kavanah is. Every once in a long while, the Torah will actually make that explicit. So here, Torah says, and if you actually have a Chumash and Makros Gels in front of you, you see the Psukim, a very famous Pasuk. Ki Pesukos Hoshavti is B'nei Yisrael. Manyeni Darasechem Ki Pesukos Hoshavti is B'nei Yisrael. The Sukkah is meant to keep alive in our minds the awareness that throughout the years in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had us in Sukkos. What does that mean? He says, well, Kedarkoi opens with Rashi, Anani HaKavod. Which Sukkos are we talking about? Well, what Sukkos do we have in the Midbar? Rashi says, it refers to the Anani HaKavod, the Psukim do explicitly describe elsewhere, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded all of the Jewish people together as a group, with the supernatural clouds, that miraculous clouds that gave us protection. Protection from the elements, protection from the enemies. That's what Rashi Ala Torah quotes. It is a machlokes hatanam in Masechet Sukkah, I believe Reb Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi quotes one of the positions, and the Ramban says, V'hu anachon de'enal derech pshat. Of the two approaches, I think Pshuto Shal Mikra, we haven't yet found out what the other approach is, I think Pshuto Shal Mikra is talking about Anani HaKavod. Why? Ki tziva sheyedu adaros is called Maaseh Hashem HaGadol, asher asoy mem lahafli. What do you mean, build sukkos so that you'll remember ki besukkos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael? You know, the other, build sukkos, what's difficult about saying that's Anani HaKavod is, and how are our sukkos like Anani HaKavod? Our sukkos are made out of wood, maybe metal, maybe cloth. Our sukkos are not made out of miraculous clouds. So he says, yes. And then you show the other pshat the Gemara has is it means sukkos mamish. The Jews were living in wooden huts and built from garbage in the desert. And we built huts from garbage at wherever we live, to remember the hut, the sukkos mamish that Klal Yisrael had. So he's implying, look, if you think that kibbutz sukkos or shavti is b'nei Yisrael means that in the midbar we were living in sukkos mamish, okay, so then the parallelism to what we do is very strong. But the Ramban says, nevertheless, I think pashup shat, the pasuk pshuto shamikram is that kibbutz sukkos or shavti means that Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into miraculous Anani HaKavod. Why? Because although the equation, the symbolism is a little more stretched, we're building wooden sukkahs to remember sukkahs that were not all wood, but I understand what the point is. What are we trying to remember? When we keep a sukkah on Shabbos, it's been so. Ah. Tziva sheyedu adoris, kamasi Hashem agadol. It's awesome, Ram Lahafli. With miracles, nisim, HaKadosh Baruch took care of us, nisim and the flows. Anani akavod. Shachan os shikin osam banani akavod kesuka. He, the way a human being would build a sukkah for himself, you're out in the wilderness, you build some sort of shelter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us with miraculous shelter. Oh! HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in such remarkable ways. That's something to remember. Of course, a couple of sukkah Yishayahu that the Gemara actually gave us a sukkah quotes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sukkah til etzel yomam. There it's clear, talk about Lasid in Limos HaMashiach, talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing us with Anan and with the Noga Eish at night, and that's going to be sukkah til etzel yomam echer. The cloud that will be covered with Lasid Lapo will be a sukkah. He said, you'll find the language. Why didn't we make it clearer? The Torah said earlier in Chumash Shemos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides in the Midbar with clouds and fire. Do we know that there was cloud? So Amar Stam Kibbutz Sukkos Arshavti. Here we didn't have to give details. We already gave the details. We're just referring back, incorporating by reference what we already said earlier. Asisa Leman Ananei Kibodi Sukkos Lagin Aleim. Okay. Rabban says, I think Pashup Shah the Pasuk is, it's a reference, Kibbutz Sukkos Arshavti is a reference to Anani HaKavod. We're building Sukkos Mamish to remember the Anani HaKavod. We understand what is it supposed to remember. We're supposed to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim with us. Okay. The Torah didn't need to be clear. The Torah already explained about the Ananim earlier. And then he says one more point before he talks about the other Pshat. Hine, and what do you think the Ramban's point is? Hine, take a look inside. If you have the copies of the Chevel edition, it's five lines from the bottom, right after footnote 63, a little more than halfway through. Hine tziva b'tchilas yemos hachama b'zichur yitzias mitzrayim b'chad shalom o'adav. He says, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us at the beginning of the spring to remember yitzias mitzrayim b'chad shalom o'adav in its chodesh and at its time. I mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim, we remember Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of the spring, in the right season. The Tziva B'Zichro Hanes HaKayam, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to remember the ongoing Nes, Hanaslehem Kol Yimei Amidah Sam Bamidbar, the Nes that wasn't just one moment in time, but was a consistent Nes over the course of 40 years. B'Tchil HaSimos HaKashan, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us that. In other words, Sukkah, Pesach is the beginning of the spring. Sukkah is the beginning of the fall. What's the Ramban's point? What Kasha is he trying to answer? Right, why is Sukkah where it is? So what's his answer? What is it? He said, well, Pesach is where it belongs. Because there was a particular month, a particular season. We left the beginning of the springtime, the Chodesh Nisan. So we celebrate Pesach. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us celebrate Pesach every year, Chodesh Nisan, which is the beginning of the spring. The ongoing Nes, the consistent, continuous Nes of Anani HaKavod, there's no one date to give it. It applied equally throughout the year. The Torah is famous for raising his kasha. The Ramban is already a couple generations earlier here raising that kasha. So why is Sukkot when it is? It sounds like he's saying parallelism. Pesach has to be when it is, because it commemorates a particular moment in time, a particular week in time. So that's at the beginning of the spring. So it sounds like, so sort of the counterpoint at the beginning of the fall. Once Pesach is the beginning of the spring, a sense of balance, Sukkot will be the beginning of the fall. And then he goes on to say, why is he raising that question within the context of the Shita that Sukkot means Anani HaKavod? Because he goes on to say, Al Das Omer, the other Shita, Rav Shavel helpfully tells you on the bottom that that is Rav Yakiva, footnote 64. The other Shita, Sukkot Mamish Asalem, that it means we should make Sukkot to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we had Sukkot in the Midbar, physical wooden Sukkot. So Now the Rabban is going to unpack the two points. Hechel la'asosim b'tchilas ha'choref b'pnei ha'kor k'minik ha'machnas. When did they start building shelters? When the fall came, when summer was over and the colder weather started to come in. K'minik ha'machnas, like anyone who's living outdoors. You camp out in the summer. I think Americans were one of the 1,001 cultural differences between Americans and Israelis. A million and one cultural differences. Is I think Americans who camp, the subset of Americans who camp, they tend to use a tent all year long. Whereas Israelis, I think many Israelis that go camp, you go camping, they go camping. You know, when it's a little chilly, you have a tent. You go camping. Israelis that go camping in the summertime, the Derech Klal go tent free. You have something to sleep on, but it's warm. Who needs it? So the Ramban says, if you go, you go Ben Azmanim. After Tisha B'Av, you go Ben Azmanim to the Kinneret. There's a chaver just show up with sleeping bags and pads, maybe to be a little more comfortable. Kinneret is a rocky shore; it's not sand. And that's right. So, but once it gets cold, then you need a tent. That's what Ramban says. They didn't build sukkos. When did they build their sukkos? When it got chilly. What's Ramban's point? Think like a Lamdan. You're trying to figure out what's the milus of each mahalach. So the strength of saying sukkos mamish is then that's miyashe very neatly the question of timing. This is when they built the sukkos. It was around sukkos time. Because all throughout the late spring, early summer, they left Mitzrayim 6 months ago, but they didn't need to build shelter. 6 months later, when it started to get chilly, again, chilly in the wilderness, but relatively speaking, started to get less warm, and maybe there was a concern of rain, that's when they had to start building shelters. Shabbat says, you say like the other sheet of Sukkos Mamish, then we understand well the timing. You don't have to say the tourist pshat makes a nicker, nor do you have to say the pshat that he said before. He wanted to say, or you have to say some sort of parallelism. No, kipshuto, this is when they built the Sukkos. So the strength of the sheet of Sukkos Mamish is then we understand the timing of the Yom Kippur. The weakness, and another strength he said before, he implied of Sukkos Mamish, is that the word Sukkos fits. Kibbutz Sukkos HaShabti. Literally, you don't have to say, oh, it really means Anan Yakov. No, Sukkos Mamish. But although the strength of Sukkos Mamish is both the language of the Chumash Sukkos and the timing that the Torah gives, the weakness of it in Svara is, what was the strength in Svara of the sheet of Ananya Kavod? Kiba Sukkos on Shabbos, so we understand the point. Why do you need to remember what happened? What is it that you're remembering? Oh, you remember Ananya Kavod, Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisim. Remember those Nisim. Remember Nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember the Nisim Ananya Kavod. Does Kiba Sukkos on Shabbos, so it just means Sukkos Mamish. What are you remembering? That we went, that the Jews went camping and we built shelters. Therefore, A, why is that so impressive? B, who built them? We did. So what are we Hoshabti? We were Moshe ourselves. We took care of things. The man, we didn't feed ourselves. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man. It says Sukkos Mamish. Adas Omer Sukkos Mamish. So we understand the timing. L'chein tzivah behem b'zman hazeh. B'hazikaron, what is it that you're remembering? Now he explains that. Sheyedu v'yizkeru shahayu b'amidbar lo bo b'abayis. Remember that we were, for an extended period of time, in the wilderness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he didn't bring us right away to some other civilized place. Ir Moshav lo matzor, Bam Shana, for 40 years, we were not in civilization. Hashem haya imahem lachasru davar. Yes, we built our own sukkos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to find the materials for 3 million people to be able to build their own shelters in the Midbar, no mean feat, and everything else that we needed. Lo chasru davar. Lo chasru davar sounds like Ramban is intimating that Kibbutz Sukkos HaShabti, maybe remember there was a mon, remember there was a bare mind. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled Klal Yisrael to live in the Midbar, survive in the wilderness for 40 years. Millions of people lived in the wilderness for 40 years. Wow. One could suggest that part of what Ramban is driving at is the machlokas with Lezer of Kiva. Ananya Kavod or Sukkos Mamish, is this meant to be a Zikaron of Nisim Niglin, or meant to be a Zikaron of Nisim Nistarim? Yeah, we built huts. We lived in huts for 40 years. 3 million people were living in huts for 40 years and eating and traveling and wearing clothes. That some of it may have been Nisim Gluya, but we're actually focused on the Nisim Nistar. Sukkos Hashav, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu enabled that to actually work. Okay. So that's Kishala Atzmo, fascinating. A lot of Kedarko of the Ramban, a lot of Chidushim, a lot of Svaris, and a lot of very delicate working out both Shitos. There's one Nakuda that I want to bring back to Sfira Solomon. He had said, you remember, he said, one of the weaknesses, he prefers the Shita Vanai, he thinks Pshul Shamikra is an Ani HaKavod, Sukkos Mamash Mevizal Darash Rash, he thinks Pashup Psha is an Ani HaKavod. What was the weakness of that was the timing. So why is Sukkos Stavka in the fall? So what did he say? Well, parallel. Well, Pesach in the beginning. Once Pesach is in the spring, so Sukkos will be the sort of the other side of the coin at the beginning of the fall. Interesting svara requires a little more flesh on the bones. So I think he, in a certain sense, might be saying that Sukkos, what he explains more at home. In his conversation about Sfira Solomon, which as I mentioned before, is not in the Sfira Solomon Pesukim, although there are Pesukim of Sfira Solomon in Parshas Amar, but he says something, he has something fascinating to say about Sfira Solomon in the Shmini Atzeres Pasuk. Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Step back, 7 Pesukim. Atzeres he. The Torah says that they have 7 days. Sukkot and the Yom HaShmini is Atzeres. It's an Atzeres. What do you mean Atzeres? So he quotes Rashi. Atzarti Eschem Lefanai. I'm keeping you here. When you're on the bus, so if you're on an Eged bus, and it's Yisrael, Shana Ba, so if you want the bus to stop, so depending on how old the bus is, you either are pulling the string or pressing something, whatever it is, and the light that goes on in front is Atzar. Atzar means stop. A good word to know if you plan to be in the streets, whether as a pedestrian or as a driver, Atzar means stop. Atzeres, or Shmini Atzeres, Atzarti Eschem Lefanai, I kept you, I stopped you here, I held on to you. Kesar Shazim Esazvon of Lesuda, Lakaf Tokaf Yavim. An aristocrat invites his children to join him for Suda to celebrate for a number of days. Kaven she gives Manli Pot there. Now the time is over. They're going to go back home. They no longer live there. Married children, they no longer live at home. Amar v'kasha mikem ikvu imi od yom echad. Please stay one more day. Kasha alai pedasa. So hard for me to leave. Parents are shepi nachad since parents are going to miss the children. Should bear in mind, you should bear in mind that in Mirtzem in a couple of months you'll be heading several thousand miles away from where your parents live. You should bear in mind that 99% of the time in healthy situations, in 99% of healthy situations, it is, some situations unfortunately not healthy. In healthy situations, it is almost invariably hard for parents to, for the kids to be far away. Sometimes hard for kids to be far away from the parents. Sometimes not. Different people have different reactions. But it's far more common that it's hard for parents. They may be very happy that you're going, they want you to go, and it's hard. And you should recognize, as a child, you should recognize that. And you should seek to speak to them. And it should allow your parents, in a healthy situation, allow your parents to listen. You should listen. And allow your parents to tell you how much they're going to miss you. And they're happy that you're going, and they're going to miss you. That's right. It's a v'alach to b'drachim. Divrei Agada v'yikar Rabba. It's an Agada in the Medrash Rabba v'yikar. The truth is it's more or less rooted in a Gemara Masechta Sukkim. That's what he tells you in the footnote. Gemara Masechta Sukkim v'yikar. And then he says, this comment that Rashi quotes from Chazal, whether it's the Talmud Bavli or the Medrash Rabbah, is trying to make sense of which word? Atzeres. What is an Atzeres? So Rashi's quote, Atzeres means a stop, stick around a little longer. Alderech HaEmes, Rabban writes, Kabbalistically, why is Shmi Atzeres called Atzeres? Kisheshes Yavim Asar Hashem Es HaShamayim Es HaAretz. Maybe we'll skip a few lines of the Derech Hamas. Usually we skip the Derech Hamas entirely. Skip down two lines. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzos, shiva yam b'kedusha with mehem l'achariyem, k'kulam kedoshu v'sarach ha-mashah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we'll try to understand at least a little bit what's going on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to have a Yom Tov of Pesach, Chag HaMatzos for 7 days. I don't know what he means about the Kulim Kedoshim, so much, I don't know. It should be nice to understand. We have a Yom Tov of 7 days of Chag HaMatzos. And then, Umana Mimenu Tisha B'Arboam Yom, Shiva Shavuos, Kimei Olam. And then you have 7 weeks, starting with Pesach. V'kidei Shom Shmini, Kishmini Shal Chag. And then, after the 7 weeks that begin with Pesach, the eighth, at least the eighth day, the first day of the eighth week, is Kadosh, like Shmini Shal Chag, like Shmini Atzeres. What did you say? A lot of Kabbalah going on that I'm not equipped to explain. But he did just say, exactly, he did just say that just like after 7 days of Sukkot, you have day eight is Shmini Atzeres, you have a week of Pesach, and then approximately 6 more weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, and then comes Shmini Atzeres. Not Shmini Atzeres, but Shavuos. Sukkot, you have a day of Yom Tov, in the Torah, 6 days of Chol HaMoed, and a day of Shmini Atzeres. So, at the other end of the year, a week of Pesach, roughly 6 more weeks of Sfiras HaOmer, and then comes Shavuos. Hayamim hasufurim bein taim, the days that we camped in between, the days of Sfiras HaOmer, they are kecholo kechulo shel moed bein harishon v'hashmini b'chag. The approximately 6 weeks of Sfira in between Pesach and Shavuos are like the 6 days of Chol HaMoed between the first day of Yom Tov Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And what it leads to is Yom Matan Torah. That's Shavuos. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Klal Yisrael. He gave us the Torah, began the process of giving us the Torah. And then he says, very fascinating, this actually explains this Doraisa concept, explains a nuance in the language of Chazal. The differences, as we know, many between Biblical Hebrew and Rabbinic Hebrew, unless you think that sounds like some type of Gaish idea. The Gemara says that I think in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Ches, maybe. Lashon Torah Luchud, Lashon Chacham Luchud. Because I was well aware of the fact that language was evolving. And there are differences between Biblical Hebrew and Mishnaic Hebrew. Do you say Ha'ish Ahu or Oso Ha'ish? Do you say Rechelim or Rechelos? Do you say Zos or Zo? And a thousand other differences. So one of the subtler differences is how do you refer to the Yom Tov? Chumash talks about Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkot. The Chazal and the Mishnah is referred to Pesach, Atzeres, and Chag. Chag HaSukkot. Why is Shavuos called Atzeres? But that name is taken already. In the Chumash, Atzeres refers to Shmini Atzeres. But why do Chazal call Shavuos Atzeres? Says Ramban, now you understand. Why they refer to it as Atzeres? Because it parallels Shemini Shel Chag, using Chag also in the rabbinic Hebrew sense of Sukkot. And he goes on to say, Al Pidin, the Gemara discusses in Masech HaSukkah, that Shemini Atzeres is somewhat a part of Sukkot and somewhat on its own. Pizar Keshav, the Gemara says, there are 6 ways in which Shmini Atzeres is regal, Bifnei Atzmo, those 6 dinim are Rosh HaTevis, Pizar Keshav, Pezayin Resh Kufshin, Beis. Karbon, the pious, and so on, over different things. But other than that, it is. Shmini Atzeres is sort of an interesting blend of it's sort of its own Yontif, same time it's sort of a continuation of the Yontif of Sukkot. It says, Tashlum and Derishim, even halachically speaking, you didn't bring your Olas Re'iyah, your Shalmei Chagiga of the course of Sukkot, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres doesn't have its own Chiyuv, Aliyah L'Regel, but it's a continuation of Aliyah L'Regel of Sukkot. So Shmini Atzeres is sort of a blend of its own new start, but also a continuation. As opposed to Prashup Shah, Atzeres means stop. But he's saying Atzeres also means it's sort of like a summation of what came before, a continuation, a climax of what came before, and also its own unit. That's Shmini Atzeres with respect to Sukkos. And then he says it also Shavuos. Shavuos is its own yantif, but it's also a continuation of what came before. That's the Sfira Sa'omer is the Chol HaMoed connecting Pesach to Shavuos. And in a certain sense, Pesach and Shavuos together are one mega yantif, one macro yantif. Part of what he's driving at in figuring this out is probably applying what he developed, the same yisod that he had expressed in the first Ramban we saw. And there's meant to be a parallelism between the spring Yom Tov and the fall Yom Tov. There's a parallelism between Pesach and Sukkot. The Gemara says, Al derech ha-halacha is a gzeirah shava, chamisha asar, chamisha asar. Obviously, the term chamisha asar is used both in the Torah described, gives the date for Pesach and the date for Sukkot. The Gemara says, there's certain dinim that are learned across. That presumably is why it is that just like the zechiyah to eat matzah, ksais matzah the first night, Pesach, the zechiyah to eat, not just you're not allowed to eat bread outside the sukkah, but there's an affirmative chiv to eat kazayas of pas in the sukkah leil tesvav tishrei. That's a halachic parallelism. That's also Ramban seems to understand is a thematic, a structural parallel and a thematic parallel. And that's why Ramban had said before. In Tarpas and Megibel, that's why it would be mastaba. If all dates are equally good for Sukkos, so then the most natural place would be, you know, counterbalancing 6 months away. Once Pesach is the beginning of the spring, we'll have Sukkos. The most natural time is the beginning of the fall. And he says it's not just the natural and the, you know, sort of the halachic aesthetic, but there's also the same structure that growth. Of Kabbalah Satorah is a new story, but it's also the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim was meant to be, wasn't the end of the story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us, Al Tikri Charis El Acheris, Enochem Ben Chor, Mishaos the Torah. The goal of our, the gift of political freedom that we got on Pesach, was in order to come to have the freedom to be Mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. That's why I mentioned the Brisker Rav explains Machlokas Rav and Shmuel with this we close Pesachim Kufta Zayin whether Maskel Begnus and Besayim B'Shevach the storytelling of the dramatic storytelling of Tzipi Tzias Mitzrayim is it about the physical political story of Adam Ayinu V'Yotzeinu or there's a spiritual saga of Itchila Ov Devor Zarya V'Seinu V'Achshon Kervam Makom Ov Dasa. Was that very nice? It's critically important, central to who we are as Jews. But why not do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is simply scrub. No. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't the end of the story. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Hechatimsa to Keravana Makom Avodasa. That was the point of it. It wasn't Stam just to. Freedom doesn't mean just do whatever you want and let your life wither into meaninglessness. Freedom means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the capacity.